Wisconsin already requires some of what's in the federal Affordable Care Act. Young adults under 26 can be on their parents' health policy, and children with pre-existing conditions cannot be denied coverage. However, the state did not require people to buy health insurance. Starting in 2014, under federal law, they'll have to. 31-year-old Nicholas Strand wishes he had insurance. The restaurant cook from La Crosse didn't have medical coverage when he got ill.
I think it's a good idea because I've had a lot of unexpected medical expenses recently, and I'm now thousands of dollars in debt because of it, which I could have totally prevented by having health insurance.
But for other Wisconsin residents, it's a matter of freedom. Clark Burdick of West Salem currently has coverage, but doesn't think there should be a federal law forcing people to buy insurance or pay a penalty.
Well, I don't really like the mandate of it, having to do something that I may not be able to afford. So they're just directing me on how I'm going to spend my income and my resources, and I just don't think that's fair.
The U.S. Supreme Court said in a 5-4 ruling it is legal. For how long may depend on whether opponents get Congress to overturn what lawmakers narrowly passed in 2010. Governor Scott Walker says expanding coverage will be costly and hopes President Obama's signature legislation will be repealed.
The majority of people in the state under the President's Affordable Care Act, the majority of people in Wisconsin would pay more money in the future for less health care service than they have today, under our analysis from last year.
An actuarial study done with MIT economist Jonathan Gruber estimates 60% of Wisconsin residents on the individual market would see premiums go up, but premiums for the rest of those on the individual market would drop, going down by 56%. The study also said 340,000 more people without insurance would get covered. That's a good thing, says Mark Moody. He heads WIA Trust and was a former state Medicaid director.
Well, my personal view is that it's great news for average everyday Americans. And I think it's actually good news long term for American industry, American business, and American competitiveness globally.
The National Federation of Independent Business doesn't see it that way. The trade group predicts small business owners will face taxes and mandates that result in job loss. But Janet Murphy says the Affordable Care Act could help attract higher qualified workers. Murphy is a Waukesha business owner with 4 employees. She runs Creative CNC, which makes industrial cleaning products.
I feel like I miss out on opportunities to hire more qualified people that I would like to have working for me because I'm not in a position where I can offer huge benefit packages.
Wisconsin was one of more than 24 states suing over the Affordable Care Act. Even though the Supreme Court upheld most of the law, State Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen says the challenge was necessary to assert state rights.
In that regard, we have scored a resounding victory. Our claims have been vindicated, and we have set precedent that will go forward to maintain the ability of states to be sovereign to the degree that they were entitled to be so under the United States Constitution in the first place.
Van Hollen was given permission to pursue the lawsuit by Governor Walker, who said he won't move ahead on the Affordable Care Act provisions until November. Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney has vowed to repeal the law, but Wisconsin's former Democratic governor and longtime attorney general, Jim Doyle, says all public officials occasionally have to implement policies they don't agree with.
But this is the federal law, and the federal law is the federal law, so there really isn't much choice. This is going to happen.
How quickly is anybody's guess? Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.